This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. I always broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Unfortunately, I'm not always free from your hypocrisy. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was my own red pill experience. Now, for those of you who don't know what a red pill experience is, it's an allusion to the movie called The Matrix, where if you take the blue pill, you basically stay asleep, unawares of all the hypocrisies and all of the vicissitudes of real life. And if you take the red pill, you get to wake up into a dark and nasty, disgusting reality, but at least you know the truth. Now, one of the things that sparked me into I had a few red pill moments, to be honest. One of the red pill moments that I had was while I was filming a music video. That's one of the things that I do. I film music videos and I write music and produce music. I was filming a music video. Basically, it was a parody video, a satire about being Jewish. Now, if you're interested in watching this video, you can YouTube I'm effing Jewish, yo, except don't type effing. You want to actually type out the entire word. I'm effing Jewish, yo. It's a video basically about a proud Jew who goes out there and basically flaunts all of the stereotypes about being Jewish, which is sort of one of the funny things that we try to do in order to turn a lot of the stereotypes on their heads. And one of the scenes from this music video is basically me being held by terrorists in a mock beheading. One of those, you remember those beheading videos that ISIS used to do, where they would take a journalist or they would take a Jew or they would take a Christian and burn them alive or cut their heads off right on camera. And we were basically filming this scene in the music video. It was a mock beheading, and you know, we were kind of being a little bit flippant about it. And one of the things that happened during the filming of that video was Stephen Sotloff and James Foley were literally being held captive, and this had happened to them. And we sort of took a look at the scene that we had just filmed a few days ago, and we had to backtrack a little bit because we didn't want it to seem like we were making fun of this or like we were making light out of this. And one of the things, and it was just a little bit serendipitous because we filmed the scene shortly before another journalist was beheaded. And it was just one of those moments for me where I had to really stop and think about what it was that we were doing, about the kind of message that we were getting across. And it started out as sort of a, you know, more like self-deprecating humor. And we turned it into sort of the exact opposite. We turned it into, you know, it was a little bit self-deprecating, but at the same time, it was, you know, we were exalting the idea of being Jewish, you know, that being Jewish is a good thing, that being Jewish is an awesome thing. And it was that moment that I sort of had this red pill moment, because I could see at that time that Barack Obama had no intention of holding ISIS responsible or holding Islam responsible for the institutional hatred against anyone who is not Muslim in Islam. And it was one of those moments where we really had to stop and think, how are we going to put this out there? Are we going to put this out there in terms of this self-deprecating humor that might give ammunition to people, to folks who already hate the Jews? Or are we going to put this out there as though sort of like an FU to people who might, you know, chop your head off? So that was definitely one of those moments. But there was another moment shortly after that, because we released that video in Hanukkah of 2014, okay, which is around wintertime, which is around the time that we usually do our annual family reunion. Now, a little bit of backstory. I have family who is in politics. My family, on my mother's side, my mother's mothers, sisters, kids, they're all into politics. And you will, you probably might have heard of one of them, because this was really, really essential for one of my red pill moments. Was there was a family reunion that I went to shortly after we released the video, and the reunion was filled up with these political shills like Gene Sperling and his nephew Eric Sperling, who works for John Conyers, John Conyers Jr., the one of the founding members of the Congressional Black Caucus, the most racist organization in our government. He works directly for these people. So I'm just sort of a lowly music engineer, songwriter, and I've got these family members who are into, you know, big into politics, whose jobs revolve around politics. Gene Sperling had an office in the White House. He was the economic czar, the chief economic advisor to both President Clinton and President Obama, and had Hillary Clinton been elected, he would have been her chief economic advisor. Now think about what that means. My family members are writing laws for this country. I have a family member, Gene Sperling, who actually helped write Obamacare, who wrote the laws that are basically taking away your stuff. Not only did he help write these laws in between the Clinton and the Obama administration, he was a shill for socialism, for Democrats. He basically wrote a book called The Pro-Growth Progressive, which he knows to be an oxymoron. But he wanted everyone to think it was basically a book that was bullying conservatives into basically handing over their own money and their own right to their own resources and to their own earnings, and basically bullying conservatives into passing laws that are more progressive. So in other words, he was reaching out to the rhinos. Because he couldn't really reach out to real conservatives, because real conservatives would see right through that business. Okay, so let's try to keep things in focus here. Every year, I go to a family reunion with Gene Sperling and the entire family, all of the Sperlings, Gene Sperling's brother, who runs a extreme leftist theater troupe in Detroit, where they basically pluck little black kids off the street and teach them how to hate white people. His nephew, Eric Sperling, works for John Conyers, the one of the founders of the Congressional Black Caucus, who's basically had tenure as a congressman for the last like 40 years or something. I don't know why. The guy talks like he's brain dead. And then you have Gene Sperling, office in the White House. He had an office in the White House for longer than Clinton and Obama combined, because he worked for both of them. Okay, so when you think of all these leftist laws, these leftist economic laws that are screwing over the middle class, look no further than Gene Sperling, because he helped write these things. And this is who I spend these family reunions with, okay? This is not your normal average family reunion. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that when we get back. Get me at Shaq General. This is Brett Siegel, the Disgruntled Millennial.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning into the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, or Mr. the disgruntled millennial to you. I am the vanilla to Kevin Jackson's chocolate, and I always broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm free from that bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Unfortunately, the hypocrisy in my family runs deep. My mother's mothers, sisters, children are all extreme hardcore leftist shills, and they do this from pretty much the top of the game. They are at the top of their game. Gene Sperling, the economic advisor to President Clinton and President Obama, and if Hillary Clinton had become president, he would have been her economic advisor too. This guy has basically wrought havoc on the American economy for the last 30 years. And whenever he's not in office, for example, when a Republican gets elected, he's out there shilling for socialism, shilling for progressivism, shilling for extreme regulations that cripple our economy and cripple your ability to produce, to invent, to create, to do what it is that you want to do. To engage in the freedom that basically makes you an American. Now, think about what these family reunions must have been like post-red pill, okay? Anyway, what I was talking about in the last segment was a video that I had produced. It was called Pimp My Yarmulke, which is those little funny hats that the Jews wear. And the subtitle was, I'm effing Jewish, yo. You can YouTube that. It's a really, really fun experience. It's like a little movie slash music video that I produced a couple years ago, which basically sort of separated the men from the boys in my family. Because I went to this family reunion where all these leftist shills are, and everyone, they were like, oh, it's really, really well made, you really, really produced it well, but I disagree with everything that's in the video. And all that we were trying to do was expose the hypocrisy of people who say that they're all for human rights, but then when these beheadings happen from ISIS, they look the other way. These leftists, they look the other way, and they say, oh, well, not all Muslims are like that, that's not what Islam is, all this stuff. So one of the people who had gotten beheaded was Stephen Sotloff, who I actually went to elementary school with. And I know his sister, I know his mom, I know his family, and it was an absolute, utter tragedy. And to hear my family members dismiss this. I mean, I made this video that sort of was, you know, it didn't start off that way, but, you know, since Stephen was beheaded during the filming of the video, we sort of had to switch gears and sort of make it more like a tribute to him. And I thought that my family, going to this reunion, showing them this video, hey, look at what I'm doing during the year, you know, look what I'm doing, you know, whatever, you know, show and tell kind of thing. They couldn't stand it. They said, this is wrong. Oh, you can't paint all Muslims like this. And it was one of the first things that I realized that made me realize that Democrats, no matter how high up they go, and we're not talking about the extreme hardcore, you know, Antifa living in your mom's basement. I'm talking about the people who live and breathe this stuff in our government, who occupy seats in the West Wing, who occupy seats in the White House. These are the same people. These same people have the same point of view as these strange little mama's basement Antifa folks. They are the people who want to criticize me for being Islamophobic. Okay? So let's fast forward a little while. After this, after I had shown them this video, I was very, very, very vocal on Facebook about my views on Islam, my views on what it was like going through a lot of this red pill stuff, and basically just expressing myself. Fast forward to the next family reunion. I'm thinking everything's great, right? I'm thinking everything's awesome. I'm thinking that my family members are going to want to get together. They're going to want to hang out. They're going to have a fiery debate, maybe with someone of opposing opinions, because that's what liberals are all about, right? They're all about free speech. No. They got so upset. We're talking about Gene Sperling here. Gene Sperling and his family members. Gene Sperling, who occupied a seat in the West Wing. Gene Sperling declared himself the spokesman of the entire family and banned me from the family reunion. This is long before Trump ran for president. This is long before last Thanksgiving when Trump supporters were being divorced. Trump supporters were being divorced by their spouses of 20, 30 years. Because of their support for Donald Trump. Now, I got banned from this family reunion several years before any of this happened. Now, this was one of my red pill moments when I realized that it goes all the way up to the West Wing of the White House, the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy. You know what they said? They told me that they didn't want me around the children, around my little cousins. They said that I was going to poison them with faulty ideas, with racist ideas, Islamophobic ideas. They said, we have people from in our family who are of all different colors and who are from all different places. And we can't have you, Brett Siegel, in our family reunion talking about the things that you talk about online. And we're talking about Facebook posts. We're not talking about me going out there and hurting anyone or committing any kind of hate crime or anything like that. We are talking about Facebook posts that I got banned from a family reunion of people who I have known and loved since I was a child. We do this every year. We do a reunion every single year, and I got banned from it. To me, it was pretty unbelievable because you want to know what happened after that? Not only did I get banned from it, but everyone in my periphery got banned from it. My mother, my brother, my sister. My sister is apolitical. My sister doesn't have a political bone in her body. And she got banned from this family reunion because of things that I posted on Facebook. My mother got banned from the family reunion. My mother was not even allowed to see her aunt. My mother was not even allowed to see her mother's sister, who was dying, who is getting more and more demented by the day. She suffers from dementia. It's just in my family. And this is basically what happened. The person who worked in the West Wing basically wouldn't let my mother see her own aunt to say goodbye. She wouldn't let her see her own aunt because of things that I had said on Facebook. Now, this is a guy who has written law after law after law after law, signed into law by President Obama and President Clinton, that take away your right, that allow the government to come into your house with the government gun and tell you what to do, tell you what you can spend your money on, tell you what you can't spend your money on. This is the kind of leftist hypocrisy that is making people take that red pill left and right. Left and right. People who might have basic scruples, people who just might have doubts. This is the kind of stuff that is pushing them over the edge into conservatism. This is the kind of stuff that is pushing them over the edge into a life where they are questioning what they've learned about politics, about leftist politics. Because anyone who's gone through a public school system in the last 40 years has had this stuff shoved down their throats. And it's making us rethink. It's making us rethink all the things that we've ever known. Stay tuned. We got Colin Flaherty coming up. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. It is a beautiful Friday. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. I always broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Now, this Halloween, we have to go through this song and dance every year for some reason now. For some reason, since this whole business about cultural appropriation has taken hold. For those of you who don't know, cultural appropriation is one of those strange leftist ideas that has sort of taken hold in a lot of our universities, and I do believe it's trickling its way down into high school and middle school and even elementary school. Cultural appropriation is basically the idea that if you enjoy things that allegedly belong to other cultures, they belong to other cultures, as the left likes to say, well, then that is an act of racism. Coming from the people who say that it is an act of racism to not have a diverse business or whatever, for your business not to represent all the different colors and races and cultures on this earth, from the same people who force this idea of diversity down your throat, they want you to not engage in diversity and not appropriate other people's cultures. So if I enjoy tacos, I'm appropriating the Mexican culture. If I put on a sombrero, I am appropriating Mexican culture. If I listen to rap music, I'm appropriating black culture. If I wear a certain kind of outfit, the idea is basically to shut you up, because I mean, ultimately they have no problem with cultural appropriation. A lot of them do this, a lot of them appropriate, I mean, if you want to start saying that cultures belong to certain races or whatever, I mean, you could say that whoever has a cell phone is appropriating white culture. And what else are they going to post on Instagram with? Oh, wait a minute. A white guy invented Instagram. Right. Okay. You see where I'm getting. The whole idea of cultural appropriation is absolutely bogus. Cultural appropriation is really what makes the world go round. You have a good idea. You tell someone else about the good idea. They employ the good idea. And then everyone's lives are better. It's like I always try to say, America doesn't have a monopoly on freedom. Other countries in the world are more than welcome to appropriate that cultural aspect of America, the idea of freedom, and they are more than welcome to employ it in their own country so they can have just as much as we have. There's no need for all the jealousy. There's no need for all the hatred for the West, because really that's what this is all about. And it bleeds its way down into the culture so that even fun, not holidays like Halloween are affected. You're not allowed to go out wearing a sombrero because that's going to offend the Mexicans. You can't go out as a geisha because that's going to offend the to Japanese. You can't go out as an Eskimo, because that's going to offend the Eskimos. You can't go out as a Native American, because that's going to offend the Native Americans. They're going to feel bad. It's like you're making fun of them. I mean, forget that people go out in all sorts of costumes. They don't just go out in costumes from other people's cultures. They go out in costumes as other people. I saw a really, really great costume of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump next together, and Hillary Clinton was wearing the red and black bars, and of course Donald Trump was dressed as the president. It was a really, really cute little, cute little thing for the parents to do, I think. It was fun. Harmless. But you can't go dressed as a Native American. You can't go dressed as Moana, a Disney character. All the kids, I guarantee you, tons of kids probably wanted to go as Moana. I don't know why. Lately, Disney has kind of dropped the ball on quality work. If you ask me, they don't really do it like they used to. But, you know, it really just has to do with this attempt at social justice, because now the kids can't even go dressed up as what they want to. Why should a 7-year-old sit there and worry about this? What are you going to tell your 7-year-old when she wants to go next year as the next social justice, or if she wants to go as Moana, a little Hawaiian girl? How are you going to explain that to your kid? I wonder how these social justice parents explain that to their kids. Oh no, honey, you can't dress up in that because that's going to make all the Hawaiians feel bad. Okay, mommy, can I go as Frozen? The girl from Frozen? No, honey, that promotes white beauty stereotypes. That promotes the idea that whiteness equals beauty, and we can't have that now. Okay, so who are they supposed to go as? You know what? I think Disney is sort of getting its comeuppance in this way, because think about all of the retailing opportunity. Think of all the memorabilia and paraphernalia that's going to be missed out on because of this whole social justice mindset. And, I mean, if you ask me, they're kind of kicking themselves in the butt by doing this. But it says something much deeper about the culture. I mean, the little girl from Frozen, her shining moment was when she realizes that there is no right or wrong, that there's no rules for me. I am free. That's what she says. No right or wrong, no rules for me. I am free. That is the leftist idea of freedom, no right or wrong. You know, Disney is making such an effort to come out with these sort of social justice warrior heroes. And I don't get it. I don't know what was wrong with their old heroes. Their old heroes were strong women. Let's take the Little Mermaid, for example. You think they would love the Little Mermaid, right? Young girl defies her father's wishes, goes against all acceptable social mores in order to become a transhuman, if you will. No, they can't stand it because that character in the first place is just, she just fits into the cisnormative white supremacist version of what beauty should be. And the fact that she's going, that she does all this just to get a man, that she goes through hell and back just to get a man, well, that's just toxic masculinity right there. And Ursula, the villain, why does she have to be fat? That's fat shaming. Why is every fat woman a witch? I don't know about you, I mean, if you have that point of view, then you're not paying attention to all of the Disney movies. Jafar was pretty darn evil, and he was skinny. He was very, very skinny. Is that skinny shaming? No, but some leftists think that because Ursula was fat, that says something about society and their view of fat people. One such liberal actually put a lot of thought into this whole thing, because I guess at some point they released a figurine of Ursula who was skinny, and this fat chick was extremely offended by it.
In 2012, Disney released a line of villain dolls depicting Ursula, the classically full-figured sea witch from The Little Mermaid, as a designer couture. Size zero.
Oh, no, they didn't. They did not.
From one rolling midsection and tameless will to another.
Oh, God.
My sweet Ursula, I cannot imagine the sick flip of your stomach to see your image dissected, chin shaved, waist cinched, your silhouette robbed of every ounce of delicious curve.
You can't see the video, but she's got a beard.
To find, after 2 decades of existence, that your evil was more worthy of preservation than the iconic body that held you. You, big lady, were the only Disney character who ever looked like me. And while you may not have had the waistline of a princess, I'll be damned if you didn't have the swagger of a queen. The way you sashayed around your lair in full makeup, black flamenco number cut so low in the back that your every twist and shimmy displayed the gorgeous tuck of your rolls. You made back fat look fucking sexy. You made living in this body a little less like a curse. I wonder how they told you. Did they sit you down over tea, delicately frosted cakes lining your chipped porcelain, explain it as a marketing technique?
No, she's a
vehicle to
fictional
make you
character.
More palatable to a culture that demands perfection. I hope you crushed the teapot in the clench of your fist. I hope you grew 1,000 feet tall and drowned them in the whirlpool of your rage. I wish I could have watched you suck the voices from their tiny, breakable throats.
This is the kind of violence that leftists like to dream and imagine about.
I know you licked the icing from each and every cake. I know you broke like a
I'm sorry, I can't do that anymore. Leftists want to ruin everything. They do. That's just a fact of reality. They want to ruin everything. They want to ruin Disney. They want to ruin Halloween. They want to ruin your children. They think it's okay to give your children hormone replacement therapy because they saw you playing with a doll one day, so they're going to screw the rest of your life up. If you manage to live beyond childhood, well then, it's in California. It's okay to just give someone AIDS. Hey, why not? AIDS is like the common cold. Now, to this girl, I'm so sorry you feel bad about yourself. Like, that's a freaking terrible, terrible thing. And I really wish you the best. I wish you could find your strength and get some help on your weight, because this girl's really, really big. And you know what? She has a lot to say about that. She has a lot to do with that. You know, she's talking about licking the bottom of the bowl because of being depressed because someone said something. It's like, that's when you get your life together. If you really feel that terrible, you have to get your life together. Your health and obviously your frame of mind depend on it. I mean, this girl is not well. To be getting so upset about a small-sized Ursula doll, leftists are so sad. And where I draw the line is when you try to make everybody else sad, especially kids. Life is about being happy.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. I broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. And I was talking a little bit about Disney and about children and Halloween and children getting dressed up and putting on their sombreros. Oh, wait, you can't put on a sombrero because that's cultural appropriation, racially insensitive, and you shouldn't do that. Because the worst thing you can do in life is to hurt other people's feelings. I guess the second worst thing you can do is to be butthurt by literally absolutely everything. I don't know. But I was talking a little bit about Disney, and one of the Disney programs that I was talking about was The Little Mermaid, all right? You think the leftists would love it. Girl defies her father and turns into a transhuman, if you will. But, you know, in actuality, you know, I understand why they wouldn't like a show like that. I mean, she's trying to get a man. The villain is so evil, like she's smirking, proud evil, you know, it's like there's a clear delineation between right and wrong, good and evil. You know, leftists hate that. Their new Disney stuff is Frozen. I'm free, but what is freedom to a leftist? It means no right or wrong and no rules. But in The Little Mermaid, I can't believe I'm talking about Disney right now. But in The Little Mermaid, the premise of the story is Ariel wants to go on land. She collects all these things. She's obsessed with humanity. You know, she's a mermaid. She lives under the sea. That's where Sebastian, her little crab friend, says, everything is great. Life is great under the sea. Don't covet that society. Don't wish to walk on land. You're not going to be happy there. And she wants to go on land, and she wants to find her Prince Charming, but a human Prince Charming. So she's got to figure out a way to do that. So she goes to the evil lair of the evil Ursula, the witch, the big fat octopus witch, who's got a couple piranha swimming around doing all her bidding. And she makes a deal. She strikes a deal. Ursula is known for making these deals. So in other words, making a deal with her is like making a deal with the devil, you know? She says, this one wanted to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, but she asked something of them that they couldn't live without, basically. So Ariel goes in there saying, I want to become human, and she's all scared and stuff, and they have this little go back and forth, and Ursula basically says, I will make you a human if you give me your voice. And she says, well, how am I supposed to win the love of this man if I can't talk to him? You think the feminists would love that the evil villain is trying to take away the woman's voice? No. They just criticize her motivations for wanting to go and become a human in the first place, as if being human is such a terrible thing. But I think, in the end, I think her little interaction with this evil witch, Ursula, has some more interesting ramifications that I think are actually good messages that you can teach young kids, that you can teach people. For example, beware of snake oil salesmen who promise you the world and demand that you relinquish something that is too valuable for you to give away. Like your voice. Or your freedom. And these people make themselves out to be so powerful that they can do the impossible. And to you, it might seem like witchcraft. Leftists, they want to end human suffering. They have these utopian visions. They want to end human suffering. We're going to end all suffering. We're going to end racism. We are going to end racism. Now, if that doesn't sound like sorcery, it's like, imagine someone saying, I'm going to end all jealousy. There will be no more jealousy in the world. I decree it. They want to fix the weather? They want to change the weather? I mean, if they don't seem like snake oil salesmen to you, right on the face of it. Free healthcare for everyone. Free! And in Ariel's case, she thinks that she can just turn into a human. That doesn't ring any bells, does it? With the trans community, she wants to become a transhuman, so to speak. And for a lot of these people, the price is too high. And I'm not talking about money. Another thing about this, about that movie, is it's a warning about free speech. Liberals will trade just about anything for their utopian universe. Even the right to free speech. I mean, we know they hate the guns, but I mean, free speech is getting curbed daily. It's happening more and more and more. It's becoming more and more acceptable to silence people. To give them the heckler's veto. To just scream. If they can show up to your speaking event and just chant enough, and you can't get a word across, well then, apparently that's some sort of argument against your argument. Right? The villain wants to take away Ariel's voice. And I know some of you are going to think this is crazy, but I actually like the message that it has for girls, too. The point that she tries to make, that Ursula tries to make in this song when they have this exchange when Ariel is basically selling her voice to the devil, is the devil tries to convince her that she doesn't need it in the first place. That she doesn't need it. What do you need your voice for? You've got body language, you've got looks, you know, she tries to talk her out of it. And this is the villain. So we're talking about the writers of this movie supporting women's rights and women's right to be vocal and women's right not to be shut up. And if you want to take it a little more broadly, it refers to everyone's right to not shut up. But she's not referring to, they're not referring, this is what the left probably hates about it, is they're not referring to these blowhards like Ashley Judd, who go around in the airport saying, oh my God, he looked at me cross-eyed, get me his job, I want his job. They're not talking about women like that, who hate men, who hate the entire idea of humanity. Who hate the idea that men and a woman have to get together in the disgusting act of procreation, which a lot of leftists now are saying is immoral. They're saying it's immoral to procreate. Eon Magazine just published a piece that says, kids, just say no. You don't have to dislike children to see the harms done by having them. There is a moral case against procreation. And it's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo, but basically one of the things that they use are bad experiences, mean people, and basic fundamental truisms that we all know, like injury is quick but recovery is slow. Wow, okay, because it takes you a little while because it takes you 2 seconds to cut yourself and a week to heal, that means that humanity is not worthwhile, that there's more harm to having children than not having children. What is all this for? Why did somebody even give birth to you? How about that? Maybe that's how you feel about yourself, but I'm pretty darn happy to be alive. She also mentions this stuff about satisfaction because it's hard to be satisfied. Because maintaining and achieving happiness is hard. Because life is work. And work can sometimes be hard. That's why it's not worth it to these people. She even goes as far to say that because it's not ideal, it must not be worth it. Therefore, life isn't worth it. Therefore, you shouldn't have kids. Because your kids might get a boo-boo. They might be sad. They might come across a mean person who might pick on them and make fun of their looks. I'm not an advocate of bullying, but guess what? That happens. It's a part of life sometimes. Sometimes you have to deal with certain things that don't always meet your standards of perfect. I'm going through something right now. I don't want to talk about it because it's so not perfect. It's so not perfect that I am embarrassed to even talk about it. But you know what? That is a part of life. I'm still happy to be here. I'm still happy I'm well enough to do this show for you. But you can see this utopian idea. If it's not perfect, it's not worth it. And what are they willing to do to get their perfect system? They're willing to give their own voices away. And yours. That's the important part. And yours.
You have your looks. Your pretty face. Don't underestimate the importance of body language. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a fool. Yes, on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, then, double men impressed with conversation. Two gentlemen avoid it when they can. They don't in swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead. Make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much. Just your voice.
Doesn't she sound just like you would imagine Elizabeth Warren in one of these, like, social justice warrior classes? Or your average feminist studies teacher who's over there telling you, oh, those men, they don't really want to talk to you. They want you to just sit down and shut up. Barefoot in the kitchen, popping out babies. Leftists have literally turned into evil Disney villains. We will be right back. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.